Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Cordera Aisha Muhammad on Blog Talk Radio for Religion Means Alive. Today's date is December 14th, 2015. And tonight's topic is, why are Muslims labeled terrorists? First and foremost, I want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing me to see another day, being able to use all of my faculties without any assistance or help. You know, these are some of the things that we take for granted each day, being able to see, being able to use our limbs without the aid of a cane or a wheelchair. And we shouldn't take these things for granted because some people wake up and need those things. So we should be eternally grateful to Allah for allowing us to have that mobility on our own. Also, you know, with everything that has been going on in the media and around the world, with, you know, attack on Muslims because of these recent terror attacks, it has put a lot of people in fear of Muslims. You know, people get on a bus, they don't want to sit next to you. Every little move you make, somebody's watching you. You know, we have to be extra careful about how we say things. It's like, you know, we're walking on eggshells. And if we say one wrong thing, you know, people could take that any kind of way. And, you know, that's not any way for anyone to have to live day to day. You know, I was talking to one of my friends, and she was saying that they canceled her holiday party at her job because they didn't want to upset or offend anyone, or they didn't want any backlash from having a holiday party. Like, you know, astaghfirullah, like, were you insinuating that the sister would come and shoot up her business place because y'all was having a holiday party? Like, you know, this stuff comes from pure ignorance. And what I'm going to do on the call is try to define why people have this ignorance. And, you know, one thing I was always taught as a child, fear begets fear. And you fear the unknown. And ignorance is fear, or unknowingly not knowing what you need to know. Ignorance, just plain ignorance, you know. And people take news media as a holy word or a holy TV, you know, anything that comes on the media. I'm talking about some of the most intelligent people will believe what the media states. You know, like I said on my previous call, I am a person who thinks outside of the box. I'm not one to conform to, oh, you said it this way and this is why it is. Okay, I just, you know, roll with that and believe that. That's not me. I need to question why it is. And that's one of the reasons why I'm Muslim, because I question. You know, as growing up, you know, in a Christian home, my aunts, you know, who helped raise me, were evangelicals. And if anybody knows how evangelicals are, you know, you don't play with them. You don't question God. It's, you know, the Bible, whatever's in there written is what's written, and that's the truth, and you believe it no matter what. I was the person who questioned that. I was beat and punished for questioning the Bible because, you know, even as a child, I did not believe in the Trinity. I didn't believe it. No one could explain it to me. It was just like, oh, it is. This how it is, and you should believe that. You know, and this is why I came to Islam, because it was clear cut. There is Allah. Allah is not a human being. He has no partners or associates. He never was in human flesh. Nothing that was in human flesh or anything else was part of Allah or anything like that. So it was easy to understand that, okay, I believe in God, and God is, you know, Allah, and He's not in a state. He doesn't look like us. We couldn't even imagine who he is or what he looks like or, you know, things like that. So I understood that. And it was easy to understand that versus trying to make me believe that there was a man on earth who died for our sins and, you know, was resurrected and now he's part of God or sort of something like that. I still can't understand how it is, how people believe that, and then it was the spirit, like, you know, the whole Trinity thing. I just don't get it. I never got it. It's no offense to Christians who believe in that. That's your right to believe the way that you do, but, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm not Muslim. I mean, I'm not Christian, is because I couldn't understand that. No one could sit down and tell me unequivocally, this is why the Trinity exists and this is why it is, when the Bible clearly contradicts that in plenty of statements. And then, you know, it's the whole, okay, we don't go by the Old Testament. We only go by the New Testament. But then you revert back to the Old Testament for something. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, the Quran is perfect. The Arab, you know, translation is perfect. Yes, things get mistranslated in other languages. This is why we learn Arabic to be able to read Quran in this perfect thing. I got that. That's easy. It's easy. You know, it's no confusion with that. So when I hear that people just assume, as I stated, these are people who are intelligent. These are not people who have some kind of deficit in their brain or learning disability or is mentally challenged. These are people who hold masters, doctors, PhDs. I'm talking about high-level people who are ignorant and believe everything that the TV states. You know, I get tired of, you know, I turn on the idiot box, and I call the TV the idiot box because I just want to see what new hate they're spreading. But nobody considers what they do hate. And this is why I have a problem with everything also. Nobody considers it hate when somebody attacks Muslims. They're perfectly fine with attacking Muslims and causing, you know, us pain and causing, you know, people to backlash against Muslims. But it's okay to do that. But God forbid a Muslim does something to somebody else, the whole world comes, you know, collapsing down. And, you know, I have a serious problem with that. You know, it's frustrating because I know what my religion teaches. I know that Islam is peace. I know what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in hadith. He taught us how to be humble. He taught us how to be meek. He taught us how to be mild, how to practice patience in a time where there is so much turmoil, how to practice patience. And just don't react when somebody does something to you. It's very difficult for me to sit here and let people attack my religion when I know this is not what we teach. And these people are ignorant. These people are ignorant, and it frustrates me so much so that, you know, people will look at you like you have killed all of mankind by the acts of whoever. Because I'm not saying they're Muslim, nothing. By the acts of whoever. Disheartening. You know, I have sisters calling me, telling me, you know, should I take off my hijab? No, I'm not telling you to take off your hijab. No, I'm not telling you. If you feel like you want to take it off, you can take it off, but I'm not telling you to take it off. Fear law. Put your faith in the law. And people, we got into this about, you know, are you scared to be Muslim in the United States? I did a whole show on that. And, you know, I told people about Taqiyya, where that was permissible in the beginning of Islam because Islam was in its infancy state and there were not many Muslims. So if you told people that you was Muslim, you could have wiped out a good portion of the Muslims. there are almost 2 to 3 billion Muslims. One third of the earth's population is Muslim. You should not fear nobody but Allah and not remove your hijab. That's just my personal stance on it. And that's what I read, and that's how I feel comfortable. I'm not taking my hijab off for no one. I don't care how you feel about Muslims. That's your own personal opinion. And you're entitled to that. And I'm entitled to practice my religion. You know, it gets so overwhelming sometimes just being looked at like you're a piece of trash. Or when people want to degrade Allah as a wajal and, you know, put these derogatory terms next to Allah. They can't even, like, you know, I'm just frustrated. You know, to even associate the things that they do with Islam is very disheartening, because I know this is not Islam that the media is portraying. It's not Islam. And this is something that, you know, I have said in plenty of my calls. This is why I always say I can show you better than I can tell you. And what I mean by that is, if the Muslims just stood together, because there's so much division amongst the Ummah right now, if there's so much division, there's so much hate, there's so much animosity, that they loving it. The people who are trying to tear down Islam, they're loving it because they know that we will never unite for nothing, because people are doing what they want to do, and they're not following the Quran, they're not following the Hadith, they're just doing their own thing. And they got us right where they want us. We got so much division that you got people stating that they're not going to help a certain people because they go to a certain masjid. You got certain people saying, you know, whatever happens to them, that's on them. I'm not participating in nothing that they're doing. Not only are these people who are attacking Islam or sitting back and laughing at us, the shaitan is having a field day. Want for your brother what you want for yourself? Something that we all need to implement. We need to stop thinking that this whole situation is a joke, because it's only going to get worse. I can guarantee that. The end of days are approaching us quickly. Like I said, I looked up, and it's almost 2016. Just like yesterday, it was Ramadan. We were getting ready for the Eid. We were about to, you know, enjoy summer. And here, it's 70 degrees, which is another sign of the end of days, with climate change. On December the 14th, 70 degrees here in Philadelphia, 70 degrees. So, you know, we need to learn how to put our personal feelings aside and try to come together for the greater good, because things are only going to get worse. They're not going to get better. And the reason why I'm doing this show tonight is because I want to educate people. If there is anybody who is listening who is not Muslim, if you're Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, Christian, whoever, whatever you are, whoever you worship, this show tonight is to give you some enlightenment on why Muslims are labeled terrorists. And I'm just going to say this real quick. I'm going to give everybody the number just so you can, if you have a comment, question, or concern, you can call in, press 1, and I'll put you through. The number to call in is 805-727-7013, and you can press 1 if you want to speak with me or you have a comment. I'm going to say this, and I want everyone to listen to this clearly. I'm going to try to break this down for you as best as I can in the time. I have even allotted more time. I put this call at 2.5 hours because I want to make sure that I elaborate on each principle that I studied for this call tonight. Because y'all know I love numbers. Y'all know I love facts. Y'all know, you know, I do my research on the topics before I present them to you because that's it's critical. I'm not just going to, you know, just talk off the top of my head, which I could do, but I want to make sure that I have facts backing what I'm stating. And tonight I'm not even using anything from the Quran or Hadith. This is research that I have done. Number one, the reason why Muslims are categorized as terrorists is this. First and foremost, if it was any other religion, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, Catholic, any of those other religions, and they sat on the main reserves for oil, they would be considered terrorists as well. And we would be looking at them because the media would portray them. All the Catholics are terrorists. These Buddhists, they are terrorists. They would have you scared to see a monk. And I'm going to tell you why. Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, they are all proxies or in proxies. This is why you never hear of terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and there's a couple other. I'll elaborate on those. You'll never hear of somebody taking a plane down in those countries that I named. Because why? They have a proxy with the United States. And I'm going to elaborate on what this proxy is. This proxy is that we are going to control your oil. Let me explain something to you. The price of oil in Saudi, probably like 10 to 15 cents on a gallon, and it will always be that much. Why? Because they have a majority of their oil reserves right there. They don't have to import their oil or export. It's right there. So wherever you have a majority of the oil at, the price of oil is going to be cheaper. And we knew this. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Why did they need Iraq and Afghanistan? Because there's a main oil line that goes through Iraq into Afghanistan. We knew it was no weapons of mass destruction. That's why Colin Powell bailed out on them. He was like, look, we knew it was no weapons of mass destruction. You had me sit up there and say that there was weapons of mass destruction and nobody could find nothing. This was the ploy to get the oil. United States has used up all of their oil. Now, don't get me wrong. They have plenty of oil in their reserves, enough to last us another 20 to 30 years. And they could bring down oil prices. We could still be paying 99 cents a gallon. But it's the greed of man. It's the greed of man to want to control the population, the oil, which is the money, black gold, that's what they call it. And what other way will you be able to do this is to strategically place yourself where the main oil is located, extracted. I'll tell you this. Muammar Gaddafi, may Allah be pleased with him, raise him to the highest ranks of a martyr, and allow him Jannah Firdaus. He wanted to unite Africa. Yes, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, all of them are North African countries. Don't be fooled by what the maps and stuff show you, because they make you think that they're a part of Saudi or the Middle East. They're not. They're a part of Africa. Like, people, this is what I want people to do. Stop looking to the media. Stop looking to your school for them to educate your children, because they will continually lie to your kids about history. I learned so much about Black history in college, where they basically could be real and tell you what's going on. And I was shocked about what I learned and what they were doing to deceive us as children and have us believing. You know, one of the main things that they have us believing, you know, they was like, you know, you were slaves. No, we were free people until you brought us here. We were kings, queens, and we had monarchies, and we were doing just fine before you captured us and made us slaves. They will teach your children that you were always slaves. No, we were free before you brought us over here. We weren't slaves. We were free people. We wasn't slaves in Africa. We were free people over here, and we were free people in Africa, and you made us slaves. And you used the Bible to corrupt us, to have us believe that we should have been slaves, because you used Ham was the cursed tribe, which he was dark-skinned. So that allowed them to use that to con people into believing that they were, you know, meant to be slaves. The Utabele, all lies. This is why we don't take from the Bible, because it's been corrupted and tainted to fit man in his ways for evil, for pure evil. Majority of the free people who were brought here to the United States were Muslim from Africa. I challenge anybody to go watch Roots. You will see Kunta make us a lot on the boat. Even when he became Toby, they told him, hey, watch it. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. Don't mix a lot, because if they catch you, they're going to beat you. Watch Roots. Just pay attention to what they were doing. Again, if anybody has a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1. So, why are Muslims categorized as terrorists? Why is a hate campaign being waged against Muslims? Why are Muslims increasingly categorized as terrorists? Why is the hate campaign part of the U.S. presidential election campaign? Why is Donald Trump calling for police state measures directed against American Muslims? Why are Muslims the object of ethnic profiling and job discrimination? These are all things that I'm going to speak on. Why has France's president, Francois Hollandale, suspended civil rights coupled with a hate campaign directed against France's Muslims, which represents 7.5% of the country's population? That's another thing. I would never travel to Paris. I would never go there, because the population of Muslims is 7.5% of their overall population. And guess how many incarcerated people make up that are Muslims? 85% of Paris's people who are incarcerated, 85% are Muslims. Something's wrong with that. And they only make up 7.5% of the population. Something is seriously wrong with that. So if anybody's thinking about going to Paris, save your money. Save your money. Don't go there. Especially if you're Muslim or anybody else. That should make you, I'm going to say this, before people start traveling, investigate where you're going. Because even if I wasn't Muslim, because I have an open mind, if I read that 7.5% of 100%, 7.5% 7.5% of a population, 85% of people incarcerated are Muslim. That's like, okay, let's break down and do the math. Basically, like one out of two people. Every one, two out of people, two Muslims, one of y'all incarcerated. Say it's only 70 of you. Every second person is incarcerated. That doesn't scare you? And I don't understand why, you know, when Muslims are fleeing their other countries, why would they even consider here? I wouldn't even go there. I could make Hijra out of there. That's where I would be going, somewhere out of Paris. That's, I would definitely be leaving France ASAP. Wouldn't be nowhere around there. Something's not right with that. They want to ban, you know, the niqab. They want to ban the hijab. Girls can't even wear their kimonos to school. The niqab is totally banned. You'll get like a $500 fine if you wear it. They allow people to attack you, but these are women who want to cover their bodies, but you can walk around there basically butt naked, and that's okay. Investigate the places you go before you go spend your money in them. That's all I'm going to say about that. Next, why is the West waging a war against Muslims? Why is Islam regarded as evil? Answer to all these questions is both simple and complex. It just so happens that more than 60% of the world's reserve of crude oil lie in Muslim lands. Wow, we didn't know that. This is why. Please listen. Muslims are the inhabitants of countries which possesses the oil. And America's imperial agenda consists in acquiring ownership and control over the world's oil reserves. If these lands had been inhabited by Buddhists, Western politicians, with the support of mainstream media, would be demonizing the Buddhists. And I said that. The way they use the image of the female, I'm gonna tell you just how they portrayed this on TV, and it's disgusting how they said it. Okay, first they said they didn't know she was radicalized. Oh, then now she's been radicalized before she came to the United States. Oh, no, actually, she had been radicalized while she was in college. Oh, yeah, but we didn't survey her her emails and stuff like that because she was sending radicalized extremist pledges to ISIS before she even came to the United States. But y'all still gave her a fiancé visa in 3 weeks. And you're going to say that you don't monitor people's email and things like that. The media is a bold-faced lie. Facebook just locked me out my account again. They seized my GoFundMe account because they said they couldn't verify whether or not where I was sending or using the money, which I was using for Sadaqah for homeless Muslims, but they shut my account down. I can't even obtain those funds. They froze them. And they know I'm nobody. They know I'm nobody. I'm nobody but a Muslim. If they know all this about me, if they can shut my account down just because I say I post something, they say, oh, you're spreading propaganda again. Where am I? I'm not spreading propaganda on nothing but peace. If you call me uplifting the spirits of Muslims and showing that people are attacking Muslims for no good reason, propaganda, y'all can, I'll keep it clean. I'm going to keep it clean. If you know who I am, if you can show me and shut down all my accounts and you know everything about me, come on now. It's no way in the world they're going to say on the news tonight, yeah, well, you know, we don't, it wasn't our agenda to look at people's social networks. You got to be kidding me. But you know what? I sort of believe them because, you know, ISIS has a whole account. The Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIL, Hezbollah, Boko Haram, all them got pages and stuff on Facebook. All of them. Ain't none of them shut down. KKK got web pages, got pages, groups, you know, all this right on Facebook. But let one Muslim say something positive, they shut your account down, but they continue to allow these accounts to go on. Picture that one. Why is that? Why people don't question that? You have all these people who are allegedly joining these groups on social networks. Twitter can show you how many times ISIS has been posting and people who have been commenting and stuff like that, and you didn't know that she was radicalized? And how they portrayed her, you know, when she was in college, she had her Kimor just like halfway on. You could see all her hair. Next picture they showed her, she just had a swiff of her hair out, like around her eyebrow, just, you know, out. But then her neck was covered. Then right before she came to the United States, she had the whole shell on, so you couldn't see any of her hair. It was a tan color. And finally, when she became radicalized and extremist, she had on all black with a niqab. This is how they're targeting you. This is the fear that they're putting into people in the United States, and people don't even realize what they're programming you. If you see a Muslim showing most of their hair and their skin, they're okay. They're not extremists. They won't attack you. If you see them with not showing no neck or anything, fear them. Oh, and God forbid, if they have on a niqab and all black, you better go in the other direction because they might do something. This is what the media does. And this is how ignorant people fall for it. I'm going to continue. Muslim countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Yemen, Libya, Nigeria, Egypt, Algeria, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Malaysia, Indonesia, Brunei, possess more than 60% of the world's crude oil reserves. Saudi Arabia and the Persian Gulf monarchies and emirates are U.S. proxy states firmly under U.S. control. This is why you don't hear no terrorist attacks happening. And you won't. Those countries I just said, you will never hear of anything happening, no turmoil, no nothing going on in those countries. Never. You will never hear it. How Islam has been hijacked politically. America is waging a holy crusade against Muslims and Muslim countries. The war on terrorism purports to defend the American homeland and protect the civilized world. It is upheld as a war of religion, a clash of civilizations, when in fact the main objective of this war is to secure control and corporate ownership over the region's extensive oil wealth. We already know that. There were no weapons of mass destruction. They ousted Egypt's leader. They killed Muammar Gaddafi. They uprooted, I believe, the president of Tunisia and Algeria and all those other countries and said, we're going to give you democracy. And these people are almost in an anarchy state because everybody that they put in there ain't conforming to their ideas and their beliefs, and they, you know, are waiting for this, I guess, you know, super president to come in but you already had good people in there, but you so stupid, you listened to what they said, and now look at you. You have no stability in your country, and your country is uprooted and it's chaos. But this is what happens when people want to listen to what dumb people say do. How they took Muammar Gaddafi's body and dragged it through the street. Anybody knows that no Muslim could torture or degrade another Muslim's body the way they did that man. The way they portrayed and showed people trampling his body in the street, they did this to put fear in people, like we took down a dictator, and this man wanted to unite Africa. I don't know the history on him. Don't be fooled by what the news and the media portrays, because this is what he said. He said, if y'all don't listen to what I'm saying, he said the blood of every Arab nation's leader will be shed. Has it not been? Has it not been? Countries which possess large reserves of crude oil are slated for destabilization. So if you have a lot of oil or you have a lot of a good product that we want to get, we're going to find a reason, something. Don't sit right with us so we can, you know, start the war and, you know, get what we came for. And we don't care how many casualties happen. We don't care. You know, that's all a part of, you know, giving you peace. Slaughter 100,000 people. Kill, you know, innocent women, children, babies. Blow up hospitals, you know. It's all a part in a good day's work. It's sad that people don't see this. They don't understand or they can't comprehend what the main objective is. Remember, I said, if these countries that I mentioned were ran by any other religion, there would be a war on that religion. Believe it. Believe it. People show that they are against this country and against that country and this and that. Don't believe it. Look at North Korea. North Korea was launching missiles off their coast and was darn near reaching California. We ain't even open our mouths about that. We didn't even address it. Oh, he's Kim Jong-il. He's shooting missiles off. You ain't hear not a politician say nothing about that. Why? Why wasn't nothing said? Why didn't we counteract that and go, because you know why? They know not to play with North Korea. And basically, North Korea ain't got nothing we want. It's cold. It's poor. You know, those people are truly brainwashed over there. You know, they don't have no access to internet. They have no access to the idiot box. They can't listen to radio, nothing. Like, they don't know nothing outside of that country. Like, when I say nothing, they know nothing. It's like that's their own world. It is incumbent upon Muslims to make hijrah to a country that has implemented Sharia law. It is imminent that we do this. It's not a laughing matter no more. It's not a joke. It's not something that we should play around with. It is something that we should be highly considering. There have been plenty of different groups and things that I have been seeing coming up where they're trying to build communities for people who want to make hijra. Gambia in Africa is one of the countries. Ghana is another country that is trying to establish towns for people to make hijra to and keep the basis of Sharia law in those communities. It's important, Uma, and for people who are on the line who are not Muslim and don't understand or know what hijra means, it is incumbent, or it is something that is should really be mandated, that every Muslim should move to a Muslim country that practices Sharia law, and Sharia law is basically the law of the Quran, what Quran states, and those specific rulings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the Quran, that we implement those to the T in those countries. And that is something that Muslims should be, should highly be taken into consideration in this day of time. You know, I see in the community right outside of Philadelphia, just over the weekend, three teenage boys have been killed. One of those boys was a friend of my daughter. She's in high school. She attends Upper Darby High School, and the young man, he attended school with her. 15 years old, shot in the back of a car, shot in the head. 15 years old, two 17-year-old boys, two separate incidents. A couple other young guys were shot and killed. This is not going to get better. This is not going to get better. And, you know, they scream they don't want Muslims here in the United States. They want us gone. Okay. But I'll tell you this. The reason why Muslims aren't going to do that, because y'all want to continue the fitna. Y'all want to keep outwardly sinning. Y'all want to do what y'all want to do. And y'all not ready to really be Muslims. You're not ready. You can talk the talk, but you ain't walking the walk. You're not ready. You wouldn't know what to do in a Muslim country if you couldn't go party, if you couldn't drink, if you couldn't be half dressed, if you couldn't be out all times of the night smoking weed, doing whatever you're doing. And knowing that you would be punished for your actions, the men would have to step up and be men. The women would have to obey their husbands. Y'all not ready for that. But the Muslims who are ready for that, seriously, take hijra as, you know, something that should be put on your schedule to do within the next 2 to 3 years. Because this is the thing. It's only going to get worse here for Muslims. It's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse for Muslims. Again, if you have a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll listen to your comment, question, or your concern. It's just going to get worse. These laws that they're trying to implement, you know, they keep saying, oh, no, this is an infringement on the rights of Muslims, and you're going to have this and you're going to have that. They're going to start to implement more and more rulings against Muslims. Right now, they ain't letting nobody from outside the United States who say they Muslim come here. Ain't happening. Ain't happening. When I say nobody, they ain't allowing no one to come here. If you claim you Muslim, come here. And trust me, they're going to watch you like a hawk. And they already know. You know, this is the thing that cracks me up with the government when they say, oh, we didn't know. We didn't know that, you know, they were doing this, and we didn't know that they had this. You're a liar. You know who had what, when they got it, how they got it. Come on. Like, seriously. Ask any woman. Women do better detective work than the FBI. I could tell you, I could find out something about somebody and tell you. You'd be like, well, how in the world you? Don't worry about it. So I know if little old me can find out stuff, and I don't even have the access to the things that they have access to, best believe. Best believe they know everything you do. They're monitoring this call right now. And my Facebook account probably shut back down when I go try to log back in again. You know, this is what they do. You know, if I was saying anything out of pocket, trust me, they'd be at my front door. It's you know, it's very disheartening that when you want to practice your religion and you want to practice your religion in peace, you don't. We're not harming nobody, you know, things like that. They're talking about, you know, they want to remove the hijab, ban it in the United States, this and that, and, you know, close down the masjids. They can do all that. You could say we can't, you know, we can't cover our heads. We can't, you know, you can implement these things, telling men they got to shave their beards, they can't wear robes or izars and can't cuff their pants and things like this, or they'll be arrested or get fines and things like that. It still won't remove Islam from our hearts. In our homes, we'll still pray. You know, it's ways to get around it. I know sisters over there in France, since they can't wear niqab, you know what they do? They wear a medical mask. There's no law against that. You know, there's ways that we could get around this. So they can try to remove Islam from our appearance, but as I stated before, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah will still be ingrained in our hearts. And, you know, something else I want to, you know, speak on. This is an attack on the religion because they can. Now, as I stated before, are there groups out there who are, you know, exhorting terrorism? Absolutely. Absolutely. But best believe none of them are on that level where it's so extreme where they can do these kind of things and orchestrate it. Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. Have you ever seen how Israel attacks Palestinians? They take bombs and stuff. And what do the Palestinians use? Rocks. What do they use? They don't have bombs and tankers. They don't have any of that. You see them using slingshots and rocks. These extremist groups that do exist within Islam are probably on the level of gangs. And I'm even giving it that much credit. Like your Bloods and Crips and your Latin Kings and all, it's probably on the level of that. So all this funneling money ain't happening. You know where that money's going? Into somebody's bank account. Definitely going in somebody's bank account. What they went to the quarry, 200,000 pounds of rocks. Come on now. Like, I mean, seriously, I'm trying to make light of it, but it's real facts. Oh, I just wired you $100,000, and I want to get the whole quarry full of rocks. Make them pebble size so we can, you know, throw them at them. Like, seriously. They show you this on the news, and people still believe that Islam is this hateful religion. You see these people throwing rocks against tankers, against people with assault rifles, And you still think these people are barbaric. The media has brainwashed these people so bad that it's pitiful. These people don't know nothing about Islam because they be saying we worship the devil, or Udu Belem and the Shaitan regime. I'm not even going to say the things that they say about our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will not even utter that stuff off my tongue, what they say about him. They try to say that we're oppressed, you know, that we have no rights, the women have no rights, you know, things like this. And I'll just speak on this real quick because inshallah, I'm going to do a show on Sharia law and the pros of Sharia law. You know, I was explaining to a couple of my coworkers, and they were, like, really shocked. See, this is what I love because, you know, I put myself out there as who can be approached. I'm approachable. And, you know, my coworkers, they know I'm like, you know, this off the record. I always say off the record when I'm talking about religion because, you know, I don't want nobody to get confused about nothing. You know, I always say off the record, and they ask me stuff. You know, I talked to one of my coworkers about Sharia law. I said, you know, they try to make it seem like, you know, Sharia law is this barbaric law that, you know, is undermining of women, children, their rights, and things like that. I said, if Sharia law, which I did a study when I was in school, hopefully I can find my paper somewhere. If not, I'll have to research it from the beginning. I did a paper when I was in college about Sharia law, the pros of Sharia law. If Sharia law was implemented in the United States, the national deficit would be wiped clear. None of us making under $100,000 would be paying taxes. So our full paycheck would be our full paycheck. Why? Because then zakat would be implemented. And zakat would be for those who can afford it. If you have any outstanding debts, you don't have to pay zakat because you have to be free and clear. So all these one percenters would be paying the bill for people like me and you. They don't want to do that. They don't want to pay a tax. They want the middle class and the poor people to keep fitting the bill for people like them to keep their entitlement. You wouldn't have no student loans. Why do you think now that you see these colleges basically wiping away tuition, you can go free? Harvard, for anybody's listen, your child can go to Harvard if you make under $60,000 free. They don't tell you that. A lot of these colleges, Rowan College in New Jersey is one of the new ones. If you make under a certain amount of money, you can go to college free. You can now basically go to any community college for free. You just got to know how to look for these things. But if we lived in a country with Sharia law, you would be able to go to school and you wouldn't have to pay student loans. You would own your home and you wouldn't have a mortgage. You could get a car and you wouldn't have a car note. Tell me more about why Sharia is so bad. Women, if you got divorced, yeah, your husband would have to pay alimony until you get remarried. Your kids would be taken care of. You wouldn't even have to go through that child support crap because he has to take care of his kids. Tell me again how bad Sharia is. I'll wait. People don't want to hear these things. And people will tell you that I'm crazy and I'm making these things up. Absolutely not. Am I crazy? Yeah, I am. Definitely crazy. But do I know how to research things for my own self and not take the word of someone else of what they're trying to do and hijack my religion and have people corrupted, thinking that this religion is some barbaric religion that worships whoever they say that we worship, not knowing that we are part of the Abrahamic faith, same as Jews, Christians, and Muslims. A lot of things that you find in the Bible, you will find in the Quran. As a matter of fact, we even go beyond that. I don't see in the Bible where they dedicated a whole chapter to women. Surah An-Nisa. I don't see in the Bible where they dedicated a whole chapter to Miriam, mother of Jesus. But we're some barbaric religion that we don't want to give women their rights. We got our rights as women 1,400 years ago. In that chapter, Surah An-Nisa. I'm just trying to keep it real with people. I don't want people to remain ignorant. Don't take everything that the media says for, as they would say, granted. Don't believe everything that they say. Investigate these things for yourself. Don't even take my word for it. You know, actually go out there and look. Because everybody can't be lying. I'll open up the call again. I see there's a lot of people on. If you have a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll listen to your comment, question, or concern. You know, it's ironic to think that, you know, why all of a sudden did this come to light as far as, you know, all these terror attacks? Well, they did it in Paris, and I knew it was going to be days before something happened here. They just had to do it. And I did the show Saturday about that false flag attack. Like, you know, it didn't take rocket scientists to see that, okay, the FBI is still combing this supposedly lake or creek for the smashed hard drive from their computer, but you let the media ransack their apartment. Wow, where they do that at? So this is still an ongoing active investigation, but you just let the whole media ransack their apartment and could possibly have evidence that could have been used in this case, really. What happened to the three white men that they saw in black clothing? Where are these people at? Are you looking for these people? First you said that his friend had the guns and that you were just questioning him and he wasn't under arrest, but where is he? Where is he? Y'all still got him locked up. Now y'all trying to say that he was in on it, that he was radicalized now too. I'm just trying to get an answer here for, you know, what's going on. And these dumb people will believe it. They will believe that, oh, yes, they were part of ISIS. So right before you go shoot and kill up a whole bunch of people, you want to create a fake account, send out a text, a message saying that you support ISIS, and then you shut it down. Who does that? Like, who does that? Again, she was 90 pounds, but she was able to shoot this assault rifle with precision and accuracy. Oh, and by the way, they were just at the shooting range. Where's the video at? Y'all had the whole thing on the dash cam. Y'all probably had those cameras on your clothing and stuff like that while this was being done. Why haven't they showed you any of that? Same reason why they never showed you Osama bin Laden being executed or pushed out to sea, because it doesn't exist. It's to keep the fear in people just like I was telling people, you know, I said this, I made a post, and a lot of people, you know, didn't get it, but I'm going to say it again. Osama bin Laden was supposedly the head leader of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, I don't know which one. So he was supposed to be on the hot, the straight Sirat al-Mustaqim. He was supposed to be on it. But he didn't even adhere to a sunnah. Want me to tell you what that sunnah was? Trimming a mustache. So you got this leader who is enforcing what the Quran and the Hadith says, but he doesn't even adhere to a sunnah. Look at any of those pictures that they posted him. His mustache is connecting with his beard. Now you tell me someone that is adhering to this and this amount and this deep into it would not adhere to that sunnah. Would not adhere to that sunnah. Now, me and my theory on the whole thing with Osama bin Laden is, I believe he was killed. I believe he Ben was dead back in the 90s. And this is why they assassinated Bashuda. Anybody know she was allegedly the first woman president of Pakistan? This is why she was assassinated, because she was running her mouth. And she said this in an interview back in the 90s. She said he had some other beef with somebody and they killed him. Now, could the government have gotten somebody who looks just like him? Remember, Osama bin Laden was very tall. He was, what, like 6'7"? He was very tall. Have you ever noticed that they never show pictures of him standing? Never show you that. I'm just saying. You ain't going to fool me. And if you could provide proof and show me, I would believe it. I'm just saying. People got to look at these things. I pay attention to these things. Do you think that he was on the hawk like that, that he wouldn't trim his mustache or cut it completely off? I'm just saying. It's something for y'all to think about. It's something for whoever's listening to the call who did not announce themselves, don't want to be announced. For you seeking the truth, it's something for you to think about. It's something for you to take back and say, maybe this sister, she is crazy. But, yeah, what she was saying sounded about right. It's for you to do. I can only give you the information. Now, for you to run with it, that's up to you. I can't force you to run with anything. All I can do is give you the legwork. Here you go. You got to run with it. I'm going to pass you the baton. You can run with it. Do your own research. Look into these things. Because I was always taught as a child that, you know, they could take your money, they could take your house, they could take everything from you, but what they can't take from you is the knowledge that you have acquired. I am an analyst at heart. That's what I do at my job, my real job. So I just don't sell hummus and I just don't talk on the radio. I do have a 9-to-5 job. I'm an analyst. I analyze things to try to find out what the correlation is to why certain things happen. You know, like, okay, they got all this money, but why weren't they actively increasing their sales and things like that. I look at all these things. So when I see things like this in the media, I try to analyze them as best as I can, and I don't stop until I find a solution that's suitable for me. So I looked at these things. I looked at all these things, and they start working in my mind, and then I'm like, wow, like, this is crazy. Look, when this happened, and this happened, and that happened. It don't add up. So this is what I want the listeners to my show and also Email Alpha shows to take this information that I'm giving you. You ain't got to believe me if you don't want to. That's free will. You can do what you want. But don't remain ignorant, and don't let the media fool you, because that's their job. Their job is not to provide the truth about Islam. They don't even want you to see Muslims in a positive light. They don't want to see us doing anything positive other than something that's terroristic, because this keeps you in fear. But it must not be doing a great job, because, you know, Islam is the greatest growing religion in the world. So some people are actually not believing what the media is stating and figuring it out for themselves and following what's in their heart to be correct. And may Allah safeguard all the Muslims, I mean. So I'm going to get ready to conclude the call, but I'll leave it open for you guys again. If you have a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013. And let's see here. So 12/17, which would be Thursday. The topic for the show will be the new Jim Crow laws, mass incarceration. That should be interesting, because what I'm going to do on that call is I'm going to take the old Jim Crow laws and compare it to what the new Jim Crow laws are, and that's mass incarceration. And this is going to be enlightening. It's going to be eye-opening, because the new prison system, it's all about money and greed. And you have people like Michael Jordan who has a prison in Chicago. So all this money that you guys spend on Jordans, he's using that to build prisons to lock you up. And we already know the justice system doesn't fare right in the favor of African Americans or poor people, period. So we already know you got a high chance of being incarcerated. That's definitely going to be a show that a lot of people need to listen to, and especially, and I'm just going to try to reach out to young men, young African-American men under the age of 18. If you got a son, a grandson, a nephew, this is something that you may want to listen to, because the judicial system is not working. I've seen this with my own eyes on how the judicial system works. It has nothing to do with money, because you could pay money for a high-priced lawyer and still get convicted and still get plenty of years. It's all about the numbers game. There was a judge here in Philadelphia that was convicted and received 28 years in prison because he was working with the juvenile system, and he was just incarcerating young black men, and he was getting a kickback for it. A judge. These boys may have done something, but it didn't warrant them to really be incarcerated. They could have got probation or home monitoring, things like that. No, they were convicted and placed in a juvenile justice system because he was getting a kickback. You got these cops, dirty cops, playing evidence on people, and they get a kickback for this. Oh, okay, they're going to get convicted. They, you know, look at the whole situation with the cop who just got convicted of 260 years for raping black women. The majority, it was only one that wasn't black, but she was, you know, a poor Caucasian woman. Somebody who, he said he raped all these women because he knew nobody would believe their word over a cop because he was white. And they were black and they were poor, and some of them were prostitutes or drug addicts. and he would have got away with it if it wasn't for the one woman that he raped who didn't have a record, and she reported him. And when she reported him, all the other women came out. The justice system, big business. And we're going to talk about that, inshallah, on Thursday. The new Jim Crow laws, mass incarceration. On that note, I'm going to get ready to end the call. So if you want to reach me personally, you can call me at 610-836-2120. Leave me a text message or a voicemail. That's my business cell phone. I might not pick up if you call 1 to 5 in the morning. I might be asleep. If you want to reach me via email, you can reach me at qamrma@gmail.com. I'm on all social networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Path, Google Talk. You can inbox me, DM me. I try to put the shows out, the advertisements for the show, up into including that day. The link for the show is always at the top of the announcement. So even if you didn't listen to the entire call or you wanted to go back or you wanted to share this with someone else, the link is there and it's archived, so you can always go back. If you want to come directly to the website and see any of the archive shows that I have done or Email Alfred or any of his other guests have done on Religion Means Alive, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Email Alfred and go to the archive, and it'll pull up all the episodes that we have done. If you're looking for mine, just put in the search field Qadira Muhammad, O-H-M-E-D, and you should be able to listen to the shows. Again, I thank everyone for joining and listening, because these things are important for us to have. You know, a lot of people don't have the capability in the country that they're in to be able to speak freely like this. Now, could I catch some heat from it? Probably so. Like I said, my Facebook probably shut down again. And they telling me I got to, you know, watch what I'm saying and stuff like that. I don't care, because I'm not promoting anything that's haram or bad or would cause harm to anybody. I'm not telling anyone to inflict harm to anyone. In fact, I'm stating the opposite. We need to practice sober in these situations, even though it's very hard for us to, you know, tolerate these kind of things and these kinds of abuses against us. For no apparent reason, because, you know, some people want to have hate in their heart anyway. Y'all just want to have a reason to hate. And like I told people before, even if they took all the Muslims out the country, they took all the black people out the country, they sent all the Mexicans back to Mexico or anybody else who they didn't like because of their skin color, they would just hate on somebody else. Oh, you got gray eyes, you got red hair, we don't want you here. They would start to segregate that. So it's, people just want to have a reason to hate. And, you know, as Muslims, we have to show a great amount of restraint. You know, it's, I can't even think about time of the Sahaba where it was, you know, the infancy of Islam and the torture and the demise that happened to a lot of the Muslims back in that time and how they showed restraint in these situations. So, you know, these are all things that we have to try to implement in our lives. Again, I appreciate everybody calling, sharing, supporting me with the show. I greatly appreciate it. So this is Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion Means Alive for the date of December 14, 2015. And tonight's topic was, why are Muslims labeled terrorists? Well, we know it now, because they need the oil. They want to occupy that. They want to set up these companies over there to these American companies to occupy that and charge us more and more and more for oil that, hey, we need it. So we're going to have to pay for it. You know, this is why it happens. All I can say now is, assalamu alaikum. Have a great evening.